Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Tis Thanksgiving Day. That Thanksgiving song was so 2019. This year, and maybe forever, this is the theme of Thanksgiving.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is your Thanksgiving survival guide. I'm going to tell you how to get through it and come out on the other side without so much as a frown.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
In many states around the country, they've canceled Thanksgiving due to China virus panic. Micro-dicked dictators like Gavin Newsom and Nipple Rings Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer have issued edicts and commands. In sunny California, they'll allow you to do Thanksgiving as long as you do it outside with no more than 3 mingled families, fewer than 10 people. Keep your mask on between bites, no loud talking or singing, and finish and disperse within 2 hours. And do it early, because there's a 10 o'clock curfew. Because a noodle-armed, pencil-necked, porcelain-veneer-toothed, gel-headed dipshit named Gavin says so. And he doesn't have to explain himself. He's the governor. Well, he may be the governor, but already a number of sheriffs and police chiefs have told the governor to pound sand up his candy ass because they're not going to enforce his dictates. It's getting good. You can feel the crackle of revolution in the air. What's fueling the unbridled rage of the populace? Well, that would be the populace with IQs above 90. Is that Newsom's lockdown of California only applies to the serfs over which he rules. Just days ago, he was stuffing his pie hole at a 5-star restaurant, shoulder to shoulder, with a dozen of his political cronies and not a mask on a face in the entire crowd. Newsom apologized, said he, quote, made a mistake, unquote. And his brain-dead sycophants on social media actually gave him props and attaboys, saying,
well, he made a mistake, but he owned it.
No. A mistake is when you take a wrong exit on the freeway, or forget you put a six-pack in the freezer for a fast chill. Going to one of the most expensive restaurants in the world for several hours as you violate your own safety mandates. Well, that's no mistake. His only mistake was getting caught. His bogus apology was a statement, and the statement was, I know this COVID lockdown and panic is bullshit, and only nitwits buy into it, the same nitwits who elected me, so I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do, and fuck you, citizens. But I digress. Thanksgiving is the most American of holidays. Lots of countries have their version of 4th of July and Veterans Day and so on, but this Thanksgiving thing, it's ours. It used to be a much bigger deal. It was like a big curtain going up on the holiday season show, the climax of which was Christmas. But Thanksgiving has been slipping. I bet the average chooch on the street doesn't even know the origin of Thanksgiving. So why would they celebrate it? Then it took a pounding by the corporatocracy, huh? Thanksgiving used to be a revered holiday. Most stores were closed out of respect for it. And because most people were gathered in their homes sharing a meal, not haunting malls looking for bargains. Then that Black Friday lunacy began, and what a shit show it was. Crowds rioting at Walmart, literally crashing through the entrances to snag those doorbuster prices on 4K Vizios. Won't be any of that this year. Maybe never again. Malls are closing by the dozen. Soon it will be Amazon everything. You have to wonder if these lockdowns will deliver the debt punch to Thanksgiving. I hope not. Many of us dig it, but still, it is sometimes the on-ramp to dashed dreams and disappointment the holiday season can bring, right? We've got this stylized, art-directed standard of Thanksgiving that only a major movie studio with all its props and staging and scripting could possibly achieve. Thanksgiving is supposed to look like Norman Rockwell or Courier and Ives, and their depictions of it are frozen in other centuries and rural settings. Sepia-toned autumnal bliss, smoke curling up from the chimneys of snug cottages at the edge of a woods blanketed by virgin snow, tables set with bounteous feasts where everyone is attractive. Thanksgiving mostly depends on what your family is like, I guess. Some people are probably very glad Thanksgiving's been canceled. There are lots of Thanksgiving horror stories. Turkeys burned beyond recognition or so undercooked it's still gobbling. How about being stuck at a table between two farting relatives? Arguments usually over politics, fueled by booze, that escalate into throat punches or stabbings where everyone celebrates the holiday at an emergency room and giving police reports. That shit happens all the time. They usually start off something like this.
Hey, Frank, can you pass the mashed potatoes?
Oh, good, but before I do, who'd you vote for last November?
Well, it wasn't your lame-ass candidate, that's for sure.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Yeah, that's so. Now pass the potatoes.
Sure. Here you go. Eat up, douchebag.
I drove 120 miles for this? Fuck you, asshole.
No, fuck you and fuck your candidate.
And so Thanksgiving is the start of the most dangerous time of year, the holiday season, when loneliness and misery and overdoses and suicides skyrocket. Might be interesting to see how those statistics look this year. I'll bet they'll be over the moon, but not for us. We're going to be just fine, bulletproof from the holiday blues. As perilous as Thanksgiving can be, it still beats drinking heavily alone in a dark room. I've had some fantastic Thanksgivings and some not so great, but none of them, not one, was ever perfect. Not one ever lived up to the promise of Madison Avenue because nothing ever could. There were a few where I was a great distance from any family. One was really memorable. A woman I worked with collected all the Thanksgiving orphans, the Rolling Stones, she called us, and invited us to a world-class feast at her swanky Manhattan condo. Single malts and snobby wines flowed like water. A chef made the dinner and a uniformed maid served it. But it wasn't just the food and the setting, it was the amalgam of people at the table. Every one of them was interesting, every one had a story. The food and drink were just supporting players to the stars. The personalities at that table, which is really what any Thanksgiving meal should be about. The original holiday was, of course, those colonists giving thanks to God for a bountiful harvest that would see them through a brutal winter. Now it's an excuse for families and friends to reconnect in a very fragmented world. But most of our Thanksgivings will conform to three basic iterations. One, maybe you're all alone. Some type of orphan or too far from family to be with them. Or two, maybe you do have a family, but they sometimes can be a bunch of drunken cretins you'd rather avoid. Or three, maybe your family is wonderful and you look forward to Thanksgiving every year. You are among the very, very lucky. Let's take the first scenario. I knew a guy with a serious drinking problem and he sort of replaced booze with Alcoholics Anonymous. Even when he traveled for business, he always had to know where meetings were, and he was in constant touch with his, what was it called, a sponsor, I guess, basically another AA member he could call 24/7 if he thought he might fall off the wagon. So this guy had all these sayings from AA he was always repeating, and one that applies to the Thanksgiving alone dilemma wasn't a terse bromide, but it was basically this. If you feel like shit, lonely, and abandoned, the quickest and healthiest escape from those feelings is to do something for somebody else. There must be a lot of AA guys in Los Angeles. Every year, there are charities that do Thanksgiving dinners for the poor, and if you want to volunteer to dish those out, there's a wait list that's something like 6 months long. Pretty amazing for the city without a soul. So there's that. But maybe the soup kitchen in your town has all the help it needs. There are still rafts of other ways to get out there, out of yourself. Because when we're sufficiently distracted by some positive endeavor, nearly any situation becomes tolerable, sometimes even enjoyable. I duck-duck-goed the word volunteer. I never use Google. That's a commie outfit. And page after page after page came up all kinds of stuff. It's entirely possible you can do something for somebody else and feel better while you're enjoying yourself. Nobody said altruism has to be unpleasant. Why not go for the win-win? But this year, with all this lockdown bullshit, and it is bullshit, those volunteering opportunities are probably scarce. What you need is human contact, fellowship, as the preachers like to say. Maybe you can find some meetups with folks who also think lockdown is bullshit and are getting together just to spite the fucking authorities. Think Sturgis, which turned out not to be a super spreader event at all. A friend of mine attended this year. She's not even a biker. She drove there from L.A. in her Subaru and had a blast. And she did not get sick. How about that? But just in case you can't find a way to be in close proximity to other human beings and you get marooned, here's the critical factor to make your Thanksgiving Day okay, even when you're alone. Make a plan with a schedule. A plan from sunup to bedtime. If you just stare at the tube or play video games or watch porn or start drinking alone, that's a recipe for a shitty day. Don't do it. Make that plan and keep that program with increments of 45 to maybe 90 minutes and stick to it. Maybe you get up and cook your own bird or a ham or lasagna or sushi. And when the meal is in the oven, you rotate the tires on the car. Then you take a hike, depending on where you are. Bring your gun or your compound bow or a slingshot. Doesn't matter. See if you can bag a turkey or a squirrel. Ride your bike. Fish. Explore that trail you have yet to walk. Sit down at the keyboard or grab your guitar or trumpet and figure out that solo or riff you've always admired. The point is to get busy and keep moving. Don't linger too long at any activity. Do stuff that you not only like, but will make you feel like you've done something, achieved something. Aside from a pointy chick that wants to jump your bones, that is the cure for the lonesome blues. And remember, nobody is having that picture-perfect Thanksgiving. Nobody. I had a friend some time ago who had more than a smidge of difficulty with reality, but not in the sense you might think. He knew where he was, he functioned fairly well in life, but he was convinced that no matter where we were, somewhere others were having a better time, living a life like 007, where every table was set with Beluga and Dom, every chick looked like Miss Universe, every car was a Bentley, and so on. By constantly comparing reality to insane Hollywood fantasies, he succeeded in making himself miserable. Thanksgiving is truly just another day in the calendar. Would you feel gypped if you had a shitty flag day? So if this Thanksgiving is shaping up to be a dud, maybe you grab a pen and put a line through Thanksgiving on the calendar and write in Flag Day. Maybe you hang a flag by your front door just to fuck with people. Maybe you rent a 4-star general's uniform with mirrored aviators and march through town with a riding crop stuck in your armpit, saluting total strangers and telling people, at ease and fall in and carry on. See if any rubes thank you for your service. Maybe you wear a body cam while you do it. You post it on Instagram and become a star. You will have the most memorable Thanksgiving of your life. I guarantee it. Lemonade from lemons or filet from turkey. Same principle. Now for that other group, which I suspect forms the big bubble of the populace. You have a family, you do Thanksgiving with them, but it can be a drag. The old farts talk about their surgeries, your brother-in-law talks about his new BMW, your sister's boyfriend cops feels off her under the table, your mother asks when you're going to find a girlfriend, and dad wants to know if you've been promoted at work. There are some ways to manage that noise. You could arrive just when dinner is served and leave right after dessert. By then, they'll probably all be too drunk or in a food coma, so they won't notice. If they're not, have a friend phone you at a certain time who needs you to rescue him from an automotive breakdown. If the situation's not that critical, try a gambit I've used many times, and it's not really fake. If there's one thing that drives me batshit, it's what I call the holiday sit-arounds. It's very much a thing in the Northeast where winters suck. People arrive for the big dinner, maybe as early as noon or 1 o'clock. Then they sit on their asses and gorge without moving, other than from table to couch to toilet, for like 12 fucking hours. I just hate that. So after the big dinner, I'll excuse myself and take a brisk walk. I don't care how cold it is. I go for at least 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. It's a great way to take a break from all the bullshit that's irking you, and it'll do you good. While you're walking, you could call a friend and mock everybody you just dined with, or binge listen to this show. My Thanksgivings were mostly real good. The ones as a kid were always wonderful. Mom and Dad did the whole traditional thing, and I actually liked my relatives. I was very fortunate. There were a few at various homes of friends or friends of friends, and they kind of sucked. People just inhaled the meal. I felt like I was sitting at a trough, not a table. Then they piled into the living room to stare at football. Not my scene at all. I'd sit there and wonder, why the hell did everyone travel here some great distances to watch the same game they could have watched at home? That's when I'd take my walk and disappear. And now I'd like to give thanks to you, to all who listen to That Larry Show. And by the way, I am Larry. This is our fourth Thanksgiving together. Can you believe it? I want to say a special thank you to those beautiful patrons who keep the dojo lights on. And if you've yet to join the Take No Shit Dojo, what are you waiting for? It's the most exclusive club for those who know what time it is. All kinds of goodies are there, from bonus episodes to signed books, custom recordings, and most importantly, you get access to our ever-deepening bench of wise senseis who are here to help you kick life's ass. So pop over to patreon.com/thatlarryshow and join today. Got something on your mind? Lay it on me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com or voicemail me at 302-71- Larry, cool phone number, huh? Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, Gab and YouTube. Just plug That Larry Show into the search bar and you will find it. And so, my friends, as we snap on our buckle shoes and hunt turkeys with our blunderbusses in preparation for yet another Thanksgiving, take a moment to reflect on a couple of things. Starting with last Thanksgiving. If we weren't grateful then, why the hell weren't we? Who knew 2020 would be a disaster? So be thankful for whatever and especially whoever you've got this year. Nobody lasts forever. Take no one for granted. And remember this, whether you're headed for the warm and fuzzy bosom of the family experience we'd all like to have, or sitting down solo to a turkey pot pie you just pulled out of the microwave, it matters not. take a lesson from my favorite psycho killer, the late Charles Manson. There's a fascinating video clip of Charlie, and somebody asks him how he deals with life in prison. And Charlie answers, and I paraphrase, "Hey man, prison is in the mind. I'm not even here. I'm still out there in the desert." If you focus hard enough, you can escape to anywhere, even for a little while. Try closing your eyes and thinking of here, the TNS Dojo. Here, there's a crackling fire, adult beverages, and full bellies. We're all friends here, good friends, and there's never a hint of discord or scarcity. And we're open 24/7. So sit back, put your feet up, and relax. It really is all good. I wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll see you next Wednesday. And until that time, God bless.